Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening out there to my radio audience. Today, I am here once again. I'm here early today. I usually come on at 7 o'clock p.m., but today, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob put it on my heart to come on early today because I have some things that I need to do also. And it's something that I just need to say today to the people that wanted me to come on with urgency to let the people know today. When I say the people, I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. This is Hebrew Nation Helpline. Today's topic will be elders and priests. The heavenly order of God. Hebrew Nation Helpline. Elders and priests. The heavenly order of God. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha Ba. I'm here again because I was divinely blessed today of the Hebrews, the great God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is a divine platform. This is a divine broadcast. Anything that I will be saying to you will be divinely ordered from the God of Abraham. You might hear my dogs barking in the background. I don't know what I need to do to stop that, but I have a lot of time, so you can hear that. But we're going to go right into our show today because I'm not going to be long today. I think this is going to be a part two. Today is going to be part one. Today we're just going to deal with the elders today. And part two, we'll probably deal with the priests. But, you know, we need to set some guidelines right now. We need to set some order, you know, in the body of Christ. So when I say the body of Christ, I'm not talking about the Gentiles and I'm not talking about the Christian church. I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, okay? You know, everything is so out of order. Everything is so backwards that's going on in the earth right now. Come to God's chosen people, the 12 tribes of Israel. I want to talk about the elders today because, you know, we have these movements going on right now with they call themselves Hebrew Israelite elders. You know, and we got a lot of people leaving the Christian churches and, you know, the Muslim churches and all kind of churches they leaving, which the good news is all religion is false. All of it is false. So that's good that they want to lead a Christian church and they want to lead a Muslim church, but they leaving the church just for to go into a different religion. You know, the Hebrew Israelites. That's all it is. It's just another religion. And I'm here today because I need to give my people. When I say my people, I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel. I need to give my people some sense and understanding. You know, some biblical sense, some biblical knowledge, some biblical understanding, and some divine direction from the God of the Hebrews. What's going on today in this earth when it comes to religion? When it comes to religion, it's all so many religions that's popping up all over the earth right now. And, you know, the people of God, they're just flocking. They're just flocking to all of these religions, all these doctrines, all these understandings. You know, they're just flocking to them. You know, not understanding, not knowing that they were set up by Satan. Satan himself. The setting of all these religions that you see in the earth today. None of these religions have nothing to do with the God of the Hebrews. And when I say the God of the Hebrews, I'm talking about the God of Moses. I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? That's the God I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the God that everybody is calling on worshiping today, like Jesus and all Allah, Buddha, and Yah, and you know, Most High and TMH and all these gods that all these religions have given you to call on, okay? So I was divinely place here today, you know, and you know, because I'm just sitting here watching everything, and me as a prophetess of God, I can see things that other people can't see. You know, I'm sitting here seeing, you know, the spirit realm, I'm seeing the natural realm, what's really going on with the people, you know. The people are in trouble. They are in trouble. And the reason I say that is because everything and every elder and pastors and bishops that set themselves up over the people of God, they leading them astray and they leading them the wrong way. And this is what the God of Hebrews is a serious problem with. So he has to have a prophet or a prophetess in his power to correct the to correct the people of God, to correct those elders that call themselves leading God's people. So let's go into a scripture today. Like I say, this is Hebrew Nation Helpline, Elders and Priests, the Heavenly Order of God. So today, we're only going to be focusing on elders. We're going to do the whole show, the whole broadcast today is going to be about elders. It's going to be about the Heavenly Order of God. There is an order, man. There is an order in the heavenly realm that we must follow. That we must follow as the people of God when we say God is our Father, that we love God. It's the order that we got to follow. We cannot do it our way. We can't do it the way these leaders, these elders, have set themselves up over us to follow. Okay? They have to be in order. The elders have to be in order with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The elders have to be in order with the Bible, okay? They have to follow the word of God. And if they're not following the word of God, right there, they're in error, number one, okay? Number one, they're in error right there, okay? And this is what I see. So you got all these Hebrew Israelite elders popping up saying, you know, they know the truth and they into the truth and they down with God and they down with the Most High. You know, they know how to lead the people, you know, back to Jerusalem. And, you know, they tell the people what laws to keep and what day they own, Passover and the holy days. So they call themselves bringing some kind of new understanding, some new understanding to the people of God, the Hebrew nation. That's what they call themselves doing. But the understanding and the doctrine that they are bringing is just tradition that's been handed down from their elders to them to teach you. You think it's new. You think it's new because they popping up everywhere. They popping up everywhere. You know, and that's what's going on. That's what's going on. So I need to set some things in order when it comes to elders being over the 12 tribes of Israel, okay? I need to set some things in order with that, okay? This is important, people. This is important, okay? So we're going to go to Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Exodus, and if you like to call in, the guest call-in number is 661-444-9831. I'm your host, Elishaba. Let me show you the heavenly order of the elders that's in the Bible. I'm not talking about these elders that's over all these religions and all these churches and over all these Hebrew Israelite movements. I'm not talking about them elders, because them elders is not of God, okay? They are not of God. I'm going to prove that to you today, that they're doing something that they want to do, okay? They're not following the doctrine of Christ. They're not following the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are following a tradition, and they are following a doctrine and commandments of man that has been handed down to them from the very first Hebrew Israelite movement was back in the 8th century, way back there. Okay? So let me show you what the elders' positions was in the Bible. And then you'll know that these men that's running these Hebrew Israelite churches and these Christian churches, they out of order. They are straight up out of order with God. Okay? Exodus 3:15. I always tell you, can't no elder lead God's people nowhere. I told you that before, and I'm going to tell you that again today. They don't have no authority. They don't have no power. They don't have no manifestation to lead the people nowhere. Okay? That's the first thing we need to identify. What is an elder? What is their position in the Bible? What is their position when it comes to the Hebrew nation? That's what we're going to look at today. What is their position? What is their job? What is it that they're supposed to be doing? Okay? 3:15, echo. You cannot follow the religions that's being taught in this earth today. I'm telling you, people, if you fall in any form of religion that's been set up in this world for you to follow and to worship God, they say, and to serve God, and God is your father, I'm letting you know that you are in a false religion and a false doctrine. Because none of the religions are following the order, the heavenly order of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses. Let me prove that to you today. Exodus 3:18. Elders, that's all you see. You got the Mormons going around talking about they elders. They wearing white badges and black and white, you know, got badges on their shirt talking about they elders. You know, what is going on around here, man? What is going on in this world with all of this satanic doctrine and teaching of man? What is going on, man? What is wrong with the people of God that they just can't pick up the Bible and read it for themselves to understand what they've been taught is a lie? What is wrong with the people that they can't pick up the book and say, oh, this is not right what they're teaching? No, you guys can't do that because you got so much faith. You have so much confidence in man and what they say and how they say it, that you believe everything that they tell you without even going up, going to the Bible and looking at whether it be true or not. This is a problem. This is why you're deceived by man. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You got the Christian church. You got elders in the Jehovah's Witness church. You got elders in the Seventh-day Adventist church. You got elders in the Mormon church. You got elders in the Hebrew Israelite church. All of these. God said, moreover, thus should I say to the children of Israel, the Lord God, I'm going to call him Lord today, and I'm going to do a whole teaching on that word, Lord, next week. I'm going to whole teaching on it. And once I do a whole teaching on the word Lord throughout the Bible, you have it so many times in the Bible, I'm going to break that all the way down to you to give you the right name that's supposed to be there. And after I do this, I'm going to start calling the right name. But right now, I'm just going to say it just for edification to somebody who might be. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shall thy say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together. Verse 16, he told Moses, after Moses had talked to the God of the Hebrews up on the mountain, when he saw the burning bush, when he gave Moses his name, he told Moses to go back to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let his people go. When he was on the mountain, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, go and gather the elders of Israel. At this time, the 12 tribes was living in Egypt. They was living in Egypt. They was in slavery. They was enslaved by Pharaoh. Okay? Moses was chosen by God up on the mountain to go free Israel out of Egypt. And he told Moses, go gather the elders together. Go gather the elders together, okay? And say unto them, the Lord God of Father, Abraham, saying, I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you. So he told Moses, when you get back to Egypt, Moses, I need you to go to the elders of the children of Israel and gather them together. Okay? Okay? Moses is he was a prophet. He was a prophet. Okay? He told them to go gather the elders together and say to them that he have heard their cry. The God of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared unto me. So he was to tell the elders that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared unto him on the mount. Okay, that was his job, to go back and tell the elders that. Okay? If these elders were so powerful, if they were so able to lead God's people and tell God's people which way they need to go and what they need to do concerning the God of the Hebrews, then he wouldn't have needed Moses. He wouldn't have needed Moses to go tell the elders nothing, because the elders would have already knew what God the Father wanted them to do. But because they are not prophets, and because they cannot hear God, and because they don't have enough power, and because they don't have enough connection and manifestation connected to the Father, they can hear God. So God, the God of Moses, had to tell Moses to go get elders together and tell them that I appeared unto you, okay? I appeared unto you, saying, I will surely visit you. I have seen which is done to you in Egypt. So Moses had a mandate to go back to Egypt, gather the elders together, tell the elders that God had appeared to him, the God of Abraham, and that he had visited them. In other words, God had went down to Egypt to visit and to see what was going on with his people there in Egypt. And he said, I have seen what has been done to you in Egypt. Okay? So this is why he chose Moses to go back to set the people free out of Egypt, because God had saw the affliction and the bondage and the pain and the frustration and the misery that the people was going through. But he had to gather the elders. I'm trying to prove a point to you. Verse 17. I'm reading Exodus 3:17. And I And I have said, I will bring you up out of this affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken to the voice. Who shall hearken to Moses' voice? The elders. And they shall hearken to thy voice, and thou shalt come, thou and the elders of Israel, unto the king of Egypt, and you shall say unto him, the Lord God of the Hebrews have met with us, and now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice the Lord our God. Okay? So when Moses got back to Egypt, he had to gather the elders together. Okay? And once he gathered them together, they had to go in to King Pharaoh. They had to go into the king. So Moses wasn't by himself. Aaron, it wasn't Aaron and Moses. It was the king. The elders was also with them. And they went in and they told Pharaoh that you got the God of the Hebrews have met with us. And he have told us that you got to let us go, that we may go in the wilderness and sacrifice to our God. Okay? If the elders were so connected to God, if the elders are the people today that's supposed to be leading God's people, they would have been able to do it without Moses. And I'm going to prove that today. I'm going to prove to you that the elders that you see over these religious institutions that they call churches, they was not sent by God. They were sent by man, and they were sent by the devil. And when I say man, I'm talking about the man who trained them to do what they're doing today, to teach you, to lead you, and to guide you. Let me go to my next scripture. Exodus 17:5-6. Exodus 17:5-6. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel in thy rod. Okay? Wherewith thou smitest the river. Give me one moment. Brother, could you take all the dogs off the leeches a while? Excuse me, people. And the Lord said unto Moses, I'm reading Exodus 17:5. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel and thy rod, wherewith thou smitest the river, take it in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. Again, people. Again, Hebrews. Can you see this? Can you see? In order, when the children of Israel left Egypt, the elders was up under Moses and Aaron, okay, and Miriam. The elders was up under them. The elders had to take direction from Moses. When they got in Egypt, when the people needed water, when they didn't have no water to drink, he told Moses, the prophet of God, the prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he told Moses, go on before the people and take with thee the elders. The elders had to go with Moses. The They was not able to lead the people anywhere. They was not able to do anything for the people. No signs, no miracles. The people need water right here. And the elders couldn't even get water for people. They could not even get a drink of water for the 12 tribes of Israel when they was in the wilderness. They don't have no authority. They don't have no power. They cannot lead and teach and give the people nothing that they need. Not then and not today and not ever. Because that's not the order of God. That's not the order of God. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the heavenly order of God. We got to follow the blueprint. We got to follow the book. We got to do it God's way. And don't no elder have no business trying, because that's what they're doing. They're trying. They're not leading you people. And I can see you standing still. Ain't no blessings coming. Money, nothing. Ain't nothing in your life happening good. You faithful to the church. You faithful to tithing. You faithful to everything that they tell you to do. And you still in the same position that you was in last week or last year. So this is a perfect example to show you people. To show you people that even when the children of Israel, our ancestors, was in the wilderness, the Lord spoke unto Moses. He didn't speak to the elders. He didn't tell the elders nothing. They was there. They was in Egypt. When they was in bondage, they was in slavery. He didn't tell the elders nothing about the children of Israel. They was right there with the children of Israel, being enslaved by Pharaoh. He did not tell them anything, people. Okay? And they was being slaves in Egypt. And the elders could get them free. The elders could pray for the children of Israel. The elders couldn't make Pharaoh. They didn't have enough power and enough fear to make them stop mistreating the people. Nothing happened until God chose the prophet up on the mountain. Come on, Moses. And right here to those 17:6, he told Moses, take the elders with you, Moses. I won't tell you how much manifestation that you have with me, how much authority you have with me, because I chose you to be a leader of my people, Israel. I chose you, Moses. Nobody gave you a certificate. Nobody ordained you. Nobody told you to go to theological school to learn how to lead a church. Nobody taught you anything, Moses. I chose you on top of the mountain and in front of a burning bush speaking to you, telling you what I need you to do. So he said, behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. If these leaders, these elders, had power back then, they couldn't perform no miracles. Back then, they couldn't get the children of Israel no food. Back then, they couldn't get the children of Israel no water. Back then, they couldn't get the children of Israel no direction. Back then, they couldn't get the children of Israel no manifestations from God, no healing. Nothing came from the elders. They had to go with Moses, and Moses had to hit the rock. And when Moses hit the rock, the water came out of the rock, and the people of Israel had water to drink. And the
It was right there with Moses when he did it. If they had power to lead God's people, they would have had power to get them some water and some food. You've been misled, man. You've been deceived by religion and man. I told you people, like months ago, these elders better sit down for God. The God of Abraham knocked them down. I'm telling y'all, what is going on today is a lot of madness, mess, and wickedness. These elders don't got no power. They can't help you, people. They cannot help you. Do you understand that? All they can do is teach you religion and how to serve an idol god and worship the wrong god and keep the wrong holy days and commandments. That's all they can teach you is a doctrine, a tradition of man without power. They don't have no power. They didn't have it then, Moses, and they don't have it now. Let me keep going, man. I want to prove that to you. Now, look up the word elder. Well, I looked that up later. Let me keep going. I only got like 30 more minutes. Then I got to go. I told you this is going to be a part two. I know I'm not going to get through all of this today. But I'm just setting the foundation right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm setting the foundation right now. But when I make part two, I already have an idea of what I'm talking about. Give me one minute, please. I don't want the fan to interrupt with what I'm doing. Okay. Exodus 24. They don't have no power, people. When our ancestors was in the wilderness, it was thousands of elders there. Thousands of elders in the wilderness with our ancestors. But they was the ones that was complaining to Moses with the people. They didn't like Moses, the elders. They was the ones complaining to Moses and making fun of Moses and all kinds of the people. We got to go back to Egypt. We got to go back to serve Pharaoh. We ain't going to listen to Moses. They was the ones that was trying to come up with the prophet. And they was leading the people against Moses and against Aaron and against Miriam and against God. The elders, they was the ones doing that, leading the people against the God of the Hebrews. They always been the people that led the people astray, the elders. And the same people that led them astray back then is leading the people straight right now. Okay. Exodus 24. I got 30 more minutes. And I got to go, y'all. I'm sorry. I'll come back tomorrow. Exodus 24. First, I think I'm going to close out with this one in Leviticus. And he said unto Moses, come up unto the Lord, thou and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. Again, it's thousands of elders in the wilderness with the children of Israel. But God is not talking to them. He's talking to Moses, his leader, his prophet, the one that can see him, the one that can hear him, the one that can understand him, the one that's connected to him in the spirit. He said, come up, Moses, you and Aaron and 70 other elders, y'all come on up. Come up to the mountain. I need to talk to y'all. And he said, and worship me afar off, Moses. Tell the elders, tell the people that come with you to worship me afar off. You notice, every time that he needed to talk to Israel, he went straight to Moses. It wasn't no pastor. It wasn't no bishop. It was not no elders. It was prophets. Okay? I'm trying to show y'all the heavenly order of God. Because y'all fall in religion. You're not following the heavenly order. There's an order in God we must follow. A protocol. A protocol. And man don't have nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. It has everything to do with what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tell us. Man is, they don't have nothing to do with what God tells his people, man. They the ones deceiving the people. They the ones polluting the people. They the ones changing everything around the way they want it to be to fit their tradition and their religion. They changing the Bible. They changing the things that we supposed to do. God's heavenly order. They changing it into what they want it to be so the people can follow them and not follow God, the God of the Hebrews. Now, Exodus 24, verse 2. And Moses alone shall come near. See, that's what he told. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord. But they shall not come nigh. Neither shall the people go up with him. Because you know what, Moses? I want you to bring the 70 elders up and Aaron, but I don't want them to come. I want you to come by yourself up to the mount to talk to me. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the judgments and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord have said, we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning and built an altar. Okay? He built the altar, man. That's why all these altars you see in these churches, all these altars you see up in all up in the Hebrew Israelite church, all up in the Seventh-day Adventist church, all up in the Christian churches, all these altars that you see are polluted. They are polluted. Moses built an altar of God. Why? Because he's a prophet. And he can hear exactly how God wants him to build it. And the way God wants him to build and where God wants him to put it. Can't no elder do that. They can't hear God. They cannot hear God. They only can hear religion and tradition. So after Moses did that, he came back down and told the people what thus said the God of the Hebrews. And he built an altar. He built an altar. He built an altar under the hill and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the proper way to build an altar. You have to have 12 stones. I ain't going into that today. I'm not talking about building an altar. I'm talking about the elders and priests and the heavenly order of God. Exodus 24:5. And he said, young men of the children of Israel, which offer burnt offering and sacrifice peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in a basin, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Okay? This is the heavenly order. This is a heavenly order. I don't care how much you feel this old time. We ain't gotta kill animals. We ain't gotta burn animals. We ain't gotta do none of that no more. This is what you've been taught. This is what you've been taught by these elders. That's not the book. That's not the heavenly order of the God of the Hebrews. And he took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. And they said, all that the Lord have said, we will do and be obedient. And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people. Okay? And I know y'all ain't gonna want no blood on you today. He took the blood of the animals and he sprinkled it on the people and said, behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord have made with you concerning all these words. Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the God of Israel. Yes. They saw the God of Israel, the 70 elders that Moses chose to take up to the mountain with him. They saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in its clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also they saw God, and they eat and drink with him. You can see God. That's another doctrine that they got going on in these religious institutions, that can't no man see God and all that. No man, that's a lie. They saw God and they did eat and drink with him. Why? Because of Moses. That's why they saw God. Because the prophet was there. And God only revealed himself to a prophet or prophetess. That's why they saw God. And that's why they ate with God. Because God was well pleased with his servant Moses. So again, ain't no elders got no business trying to lead God's people nowhere. And the Lord, verse 12, I'm going to go all the way down to 14. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me in the mount. Look what he said to Moses. Come up to me in the mount, Moses. The same mountain that met you on when I told you to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Come up to this mountain, Moses. I need to talk to you again. Now that you done led the children of Israel out of Egypt, back to this mountain where I told you to lead them. Come up to this mount, and we're going to eat and we're going to drink together, Moses. You don't know nothing about a prophet. You don't know how much power a real prophet and prophetess of God hold with the God of Abraham. You don't understand. You don't understand that the only place you're going to ever get in God and move in God, it got to be a prophet to get there. Or you will not make it. Period. And he said, come on up to the mountain, Moses. And be there. And I will give thee tables of stones and a law. He had to go back to the same mountain. Why the elders couldn't get the law, people? Why the elders couldn't get the law of God? It was 70 elders with Moses. They sat down with him. They ate with God. They saw God. Why they could not get the law of God, the commandments. Why? Why? Because they're not prophets. They're only elders. They have to have somebody over them to teach them, to show them, to lead them. As you can see, when Moses went back to Egypt, they had the elders had to have Moses to lead them out of Egypt. Why they didn't get the commandments from God? Why they couldn't get the law? That was with Moses. You know why? You know why, man? because they don't have enough power and authority with God to get nothing from God. They got to go through a prophet to get anything from God. You got to go through a prophet. I don't care if you're a pastor, elder, bishop, it don't priest, it don't matter who you are. You got to go through a prophet. And that's why I come on this radio broadcast today to tell you people that you people are headed down the wrong path, following these elders and leaders. Somebody got to correct y'all, man. And he said, you know what? And the Lord said to Moses, come up to me into the mountain, Moses, and be there, and I will give thee the tables of stone and a law and commandments, which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. Who was Moses going to teach the commandments to? Who was Moses going to teach the law to? The elders and the people of Israel. Why he didn't give the commandments to the elders? Can you answer that? When they're going around calling themselves opening up churches, talking about they leading God's people, they telling God's people what to do. Why, man? You show me in the Bible what God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, gave some elders some directions to lead his people. Give me one scripture. And you cannot. You cannot. So Moses had to take the law and the commandments, and he had to teach people. He had to teach the elders. He had to teach the bishops. He had to teach the pastors. He had to teach everybody. And Moses rose up, and his minister, Joshua, his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the Mount of God. He went up into the Mount of God by himself. The elders was not allowed to go up to the mount where God met Moses in the burning bush. Only Moses was allowed to go up there, not even Aaron. And Aaron was a prophet too. He couldn't even go. Only Moses. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the Mount of God. And he said unto the elders, look what Moses told the elders. Now, y'all people better open up your eyes and read the Bible. Read the scriptures, man. Read to understand what the God of the Hebrews needs for you to know. And this is what Moses said to the elders now. Your elders over GOCC, POPP, ACA, ICPU, all of these elders popping up all over everywhere, talking about they got the truth. They leading God's people the right way. What, they telling you, you Israel? That's been in the Bible. But ever since the Bible was wrote, it was there. That you was Israel. Let me keep going, man. They ain't telling y'all nothing, man. Nothing to help you. Nothing to change your life, change your mind. All you doing is just going to church and going through the motions. Saturday and Sunday, you're just going through the motions. Serving a God, but not the God. And he said unto the elders, look what Moses said. Tarry ye here, elders, for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. And if any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. So he told the elders, I'm going up to the mountain to talk to God right now, the God of the Hebrews, the God that led you out of Egypt. I'm going up to talk to him. He's about to give me the command. God already, he ain't telling him all that. He knew what he was going up there for, but he didn't tell them that. He just said, y'all got to stay here, elders. You cannot come up here with me. You can't come up here with me. Stay here. And if you have any problems while I'm up in the mountain talking to God, then you have Aaron here, my brother. He'll prophet and he'll preach. You have Aaron, my brother. He'll prophet. If you have any problems, you got to talk to Aaron and her. This scripture right here, people, told you tonight, today, that elders, they don't have no mandate. They don't have no power and no control and no leadership ability over the people of God. I'm talking about the Hebrews, the 12 tribes. Moses told them, I'm going to talk to God. I'm going to leave Aaron, my brother, in charge. And if you have any problems, elders, you got to talk to Aaron, my brother, about anything that you need to talk about, any problems. You are not in charge, elders. You are not in charge, elders. You've never been in charge of God's people, and you never will be. You're deceiving the people of God through your tradition, through your doctrine of man, and your commands of man. You're changing the Bible so it'll fit your protocol, so it'll fit your religion. You never will be able to stand over God's people and teach them what God said to God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because he never puts you in that position, and he never will. It was always a prophet. When Moses went up to the mount, he left his brother Aaron, the prophet, to handle the people. Let me keep going, man. I got one more verse, and I'm going to close, and I'm going to see people tomorrow. I'm going to see you people tomorrow. I'm coming tomorrow. We're going to be here again tomorrow, because we must finish this. I must tear down this foundation of all these teachers, elders, thinking they can lead God's people. I don't care what the New Testament say, because that ain't nothing but an injection. That ain't nothing but an injection. And I'm going to prove it to you that all the scriptures in the New Testament, when it say get an elder double honor and all, those are injections, because the elders are the ones that kill Christ. The elders are the ones that kill Christ and the disciples. How's God going to come back and tell you to get us some double honor? You people are crazy, man. You crazy. You don't understand the scriptures. Oh, it's in the Bible. Everything in the Bible, real, yeah. Man, are you kidding me? When these people took the word of God, the scrolls, and turn it into what thing we have today, and you think everything in there is real and true? If it don't match the heavenly order of God, the God of the Hebrews, the God of the 12 tribes, it is false, false, false. The elders was under Moses, under Aaron, the priest, the prophet. They're the ones that killed all the disciples, man. They killed Paul. The elders killed Paul. They killed Christ, the Messiah. The elders, the same elders that you followed, killed the Son of God. They ancestors killed the Son of God. They were Jews that killed the Son of God. Abraham's seed killed the Son of God. Yes, I had to come on here to tell you today that you fallen leaders that killed the Son of God and all of the disciples and all of the prophets. They killed them, the elders and the chief priests and the Pharisees and all these religious fanatics that you got right in these churches today. One more scripture, man, and I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. Leviticus. So I have just painted the picture for you, man. And three verses in the Bible, I have showed you that Moses was always in charge of the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. Always. From the time they left Egypt, in Egypt, all the way up until they go to the wilderness, until he died. No elder gonna ever do, ever, man. They killed. You know why they killed Christ? You know why they killed all the disciples and the prophets? Because they wanted the people to follow their tradition. That's why. That's what's going on today. Tradition is not of God. Nothing that you hear on Sundays and Saturdays and all these days is not of God. It's tradition. They killed the Son of God. They killed the prophet. And they wanted the people to follow their doctrine. And that's why they killed Christ, the Messiah, because he wouldn't follow it. Elders. They are murderers. You fallen murderers, thieves, demons. One more scripture. Leviticus. I'm
going to say goodnight to you and I'm going to be tomorrow. Leviticus. I got a lot to say to you about the edge. Pastors, bishop, they all included in it. But I'm dealing with mainly the elders of the Hebrew Israelite movement. Churches. That's who I'm dealing with right now. Because those are the people that's waking up saying that they Israel. They the people waking up right now. They need some direction. They need some order. Because they waking up. Because they said they've just been told that they Israel and all of that. And now they still have people over them that's teaching them lies and false doctrine. Leviticus 4:15. This is Hebrew Nation. Helpline. I'm here to help you people. You got to have some help. You need bad. Bad. Believe me. Leviticus. Last script. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands upon the head before the Lord, and the bullock shall be killed before the Lord. Okay? This is what the elders did. They took the animal. Got them to get it and kill them and gave them to the priest. Gave the priest. They like workers. They like little workers. Little workers, little small ranks of people that work up under priests and they work up under prophets. That's why I keep telling you all the prophets dead and done away with. And ain't no such thing as prophesizing and prophets and prophetic. They telling you all of that stuff. Because this is the doctrine of the elders and the Pharisees. They want to control the people of God. They want to control the people of God when Christ walked.
And the only way they could control Peter and Paul and them, they had to kill them. Because they was not following their doctrine and what they wanted them to do. They was not going. And then they got scripture in the New Testament saying, Paul said, yeah, yeah. Peter said to El, no, man, we're going into all of that. We're going to break all of this down. We're going to break all of it down. To prove to you people, Hebrews, Christian church, that the people that killed the Son of God, they was elders. They was elders. They was elders. Hey, people, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, okay? I'm going to say good night to you, and you have a great night. And I just came home for a little bit, just a little bit, just to talk to you a little bit. And, you know, we're going to pick it up tomorrow, right here where we left off, okay? I need to prove to you that the elders that's over all these churches and congregations that you see in this earth, are demons and devils, and they the children of the devil. Tell y'all people, I'm here to warn you. I'm here to warn you. I'm here to warn you and let you know that the elders cannot lead God's people nowhere but to hell. That's where they led the people in the New Testament. When Christ told them, you blind guys, you blind leaders. That's all it is, blind leaders. With no power, no direction, no sense. All they have is tradition and doctrine of man. They can't tell you nothing that God said. Go to your elder right now, Hebrew, and ask them something about what God said. They ain't going to even answer that. They're going to tell you, that's witchcraft. You want me to look into the future or see something what God said? We'll go into it tomorrow. You have a good night. You have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow. You have been listening to Hebrew Nation Helpline, Elders and Priests, the Heavenly Order of God. This is Sister Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Prophetess Elisha Butler. You have a good night. I'll see you soon. Tomorrow.